This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Woj bomb getting dropped tonight here during the KNC Masterpiece. This is one of the reasons that you listen to KNC. Because after 7 o'clock, a lot of people just kind of pack everything up and they're like, oh, man, we're done for the day.
To be fair, that is late.
Not 105.3 The Fan. We eat dinner late here, and we also don't get acid reflux because of it. So here's what we're going to do.
I did a little bit since Duke lost.
We're going to Duke lost?
I just had a Tums.
Awesome. I like that.
Shut
guys,
up.
Come on. Come on. I'm trying to sell the young thing. Don't with the Tums.
Mark that.
And this is blowing up right now from Adrian Wojnarowski. Dallas Mavericks are escalating discussions to find a trade for point guard Dennis Smith Jr. Phoenix and Orlando have engaged in ongoing talks with Mavs. Smith Jr. has sat out 3 straight games with what has been termed as a sore back. And so we went to look at those two teams.
What Oubre?
What do they have to offer to the Dallas Mavericks? How can they swing a deal? What else is going to have to be included? Is it just Dennis Smith Jr.? Why Dennis Smith Jr.? Is he not getting along? Is that why it's not working? We have tons of questions, and we're going to work through them right now. 877-881-1053. Do you want to see this happen?
You saw Wojnarowski seem to... like, very mean girlish the way he said that Dennis Smith Jr. sat out the last 3 games with what the team is calling a back injury. Like, really questionable whether or not he actually thinks that he's hurt at all. So, like, let's just look at it first in terms of the draft pick, right? Because a draft pick would make a lot of sense since the Mavericks don't have a first round, or they probably won't have a first round draft pick.
Right.
And so Orlando is like a fringe playoff team in the East. And so if you made the move with Orlando, you'd be talking 14, 15, 16, you know, somewhere around there. Phoenix has the 3rd worst record in the league, the 4th worst record in the league. So you're talking about, you know, potentially a top 5 pick, and maybe the lottery gods wouldn't screw us knowing that, like, we'll get the pick. Maybe since it's still tagged with Phoenix, they'll do better in the lottery than we usually do. So I guess that would be a viable option because, like, I know DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker are fighting, but DeAndre Ayton was the number 1 pick, and you just paid Devin Booker all of the money. But you also just got Kelly Oubre, and I do kind of wonder, that's somebody who was, you know, mid-first-round pick. He's only 23. He's a solid player. And right now, like, I love Dennis Smith Jr. because I saw him playing in college. But from what you've seen in the NBA, you'd probably just still say solid player. Like, he hasn't necessarily done anything on a consistent basis to make you think that this kid is for sure going to be a superstar. So I wonder if Oubre would make sense for them. And then... or for us, and then I know we kicked around the idea of Mo Bamba, but I mean, I just don't see why the Magic would be ready to let go.
A real quick move from a player like that.
Exactly, but Parker brought up a different name that I was fascinated by because he's been all kinds of not good so far, is Jonathan Isaac. So Jonathan Isaac, he was the number 6 pick a year ago, and... When we talked about him, one of the things I said going into the draft was, if you told me in 10 years that Jonathan Isaac would be the best player from this draft class, I would believe you. But if you told me he would be the worst player from this draft class, I would also believe you. Because he's
Jaren Jackson, right?
Exactly. Same kind of thing. Exactly. Although Jaren Jackson is already playing better than Jonathan Isaac has in the NBA, is because Jonathan Isaac, he played for 1 year at Florida State. He showed freakish athleticism and potential, but he was one of those things, and it was the exact same thing that we talked about with Jaren Jackson, that you saw flashes. If you only, like, watched the mixtape or only saw clips of this kid, and you're like, he'll be the greatest player in the NBA, but then you watched a whole game of that player and you're like, oh, okay, so you see that in spurts, and then there are other spurts when he disappears. And you look at Isaac this year, you know, he starts, like, most of the time, but not all of the time. And he's averaging 8 points a game, 5 rebounds a game. So not particularly overwhelming, but if you're looking to make an asset swap, these are two guys that were picked 3 spots apart in last year's NBA draft, and I do wonder if that would be a viable candidate.
When and you might need to do a little work here, Kevin. When Dennis Smith Jr. was selected, so 2 drafts ago.
Yep.
Did Phoenix and Orlando pick before the Mavericks?
So maybe tuned out for just half a second
there. Okay, sorry.
You're good.
Okay.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac was Orlando's pick in that draft.
And they passed on him because of personality? Because that was the guy, this was the guy they wanted?
I just think the potential draw of Isaac was higher. Because, like, Jonathan Isaac, people thought had the potential to, like, be a perpetual all-NBA team, where people thought that, you know, Dennis Smith Jr. could be a really good point guard.
Okay.
But that's kind of where some people talked about, plus discussions of maybe having an attitude problem.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out what other teams passed on him before.
And I think Phoenix is, what's the need?
If two names like Phoenix and Orlando pop up, are they going to garner any other interest from any other teams? Because those two teams have now popped up in the conversation. And are these the only two teams that, you know, because what always happens is mystery team, right? Out of nowhere,
sure,
another team says, hey, we're interested in this. Or maybe they've been in talks before, but they really didn't go anywhere. And now this is a way to kind of move that a little further along with some other team.
Okay, well, can I just, man, I don't know why. I'm just really feeling the 2017 draft connection here. What about Josh Jackson? Jackson.
Too close to Jim Jackson.
Very close to Jim Jackson.
Yeah, can't do it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He's okay.
Hold on. Let me ask you this, Kevin. When you see it on like a stat sheet, it's going to say Jay Jackson.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the same as Jim Jackson.
I just
want to point that out.
Suppose yeah. I would be more concerned about his potential regression
this
year, but you asked who did they pass on? Or who did they pass on Dennis for? They picked Josh Jackson with a number 4 pick. So, like, these are all teams that were in that exact same general vicinity. 4 for Phoenix, 6 for Orlando, 9 for the Mavericks. They picked Josh Jackson, and he looked last year like, hey, we might have something here. 13 points a game, 5 rebounds a game. Shooting percentage could stand to be improved. Shooting percentage has not gone up. And now he's down to 9.5 points a game, 4 rebounds a game. He's only a part-time starter with them and, like, really a low-time starter with them.
All right. So in these positions are uniquely different that you point out with Isaac and Jackson. They're two different types of players. Yep. So here's the other thing. So your idea is I'm trading a player away, and that player is going to fill a role on my team whenever I get a guy back. And because the idea is that Dennis Smith Jr. should be able to fill a role on this team.
Yep.
He should be right there next to Luka running with him. That's the hope. And there are a couple of other names that we might dive into in just a moment that would be awesome dreams. But let's kind of stick with the somebody told me a long time ago, a trade is never about the trade. It's about the next trade. And that's kind of when you look at Donnie Nelson and the way he likes to run business. That's possibility that just a trade here isn't about what this trade is. It's about, okay, can we fill a void because we're going to trade something else? Is Dwight Powell a very a guy that some people might have some interest in? I think so. And so now I'm looking at names like Aaron Gordon. That's expensive, though. I'm looking at Michael Bridges. He's very young. And
Mikal, yes.
Mikal Bridges. There are a couple of other names that I'm like, okay, could he fill a role for DeAndre Jordan, for Dwight Powell, for some of these other guys, rather than just these young other players that are smaller guys?
Okay, so I will tell you, there are some people who believe...
And is it about this season, this trade, or is it about the future of the team?
I think that you guys brought it up perfectly. It's about the future and who meshes with Luka the best. Because, I mean, this is evidence that... Like, as if you weren't sure that the decision has been made, right? Like, there will be no competition for who the Batman is. The Batman is decided. So it's who can slide up next to him the best. You brought up Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges is a player that I love, that I know Nick Nepik loved. That kid can do a little bit of everything. And plus, he had success at the college level. I like that kid very, very much. Now, you brought up Aaron Gordon. It's interesting. I've heard some thought that maybe they feel like he's plateaued in Orlando, whether or not he's plateaued as a player or he's
like $27 million, though. Is that where?
Oh, yeah, because I think they were like, well, we got to give the money to somebody. Yeah. And but like the wonder is, and he's only 23, but the wonder is, has he plateaued because that's as good as he gets as a player, or is that as good as he gets in the Orlando system? Because, you know, Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, these are both guys that maybe you can set up in the front court and maybe run alongside if you wanted to run them alongside, you know, DeAndre Jordan, or if you decided that you were going to run a little smaller and run them alongside like Harrison Barnes or something like that and still say, hey, we still got to figure some things out at the center position like a lot of teams do. But I kind of wonder if that's a viable option. The money thing would be a little odd with Aaron Gordon, but we could figure that out.
Oh, it works out really easily. Just add Wes Matthews to the deal, and it's just about even.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. That's a unique little dream that I might be okay with there, too. And I don't know what else you can get some cash considerations back there and maybe swing a second rounder. I don't know. The other thing is, here are the other names. Devin Booker.
Okay.
This is a 25 point a game, 7 assist a game guy. It's Luka on the other side of the court.
Okay. So, like, Devin Booker is badass, and I couldn't say yes enough, quickly enough. And you know how much I love Dennis Smith Jr., but
he's on the books for like $3 million this year.
Well, sure. If he was on the book for $30 million, that's fine. He's 22 years old. He's already established himself as one of the absolute best offensive players in the league, and he can still chip in 7 assists a game. Yes, please. I just don't think that Phoenix wants to make that move because I think they view Devin Booker as their Luka, which then, of course, begs the question about what about DeAndre Ayton?
They got in some arguments already this year.
They have. Those two don't jive. And so the thought is they're a more explosive version of, like, maybe they don't fit on the court. They're a more explosive version of Dennis Smith Jr. and Luka, where it seems like they get along fine, but maybe they just don't jive on the basketball court. I just don't think that Phoenix would say, let's trade away our easily best player. And then I just don't think that they would trade away the guy that they just picked number one. But then again, I wouldn't have guessed that they would fire their GM like instantaneously into the season. So who the hell knows?
And I know he's just the number 9 pick in 17. But like that's what you're doing with Dennis Smith, too, is you're trading away a guy that you said you were going to build around.
Sure. No, you're right. But I'm with you, man. That's sold. I'll throw in a first round pick to get Booker as well.
Here's what's going to happen, Colby.
Okay.
We're going to end up with Timofey Mozgov and DJ Augustine. That's how life's going
to
end up, man.
I swear to God,
31 and 32 years old. We're just going to add more depth to the roster.
Conceivable reason to do that.
What about Bamba?
Yes.
Let's get Bamba or Vucevic or Fournier.
You could probably pick up Evan Fournier as part of the deal if you wanted. So Bamba.
Okay.
You
hear that song about him?
I did.
Mo Bamba is the name of the song.
I understand. It's
La, da, 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 Mo Bamba.
No, not
that one. That's La Bamba.
No. I understand it's not that much different to trade somebody who got drafted in this year's draft as opposed to last year's draft because you're still, you know, ejecting on a player pretty quickly. Mo Bamba has not been particularly good this year. However, we said he was not going to be particularly good this early in his career. He's very similar to Jonathan Isaac in terms of it was all potential that they made that pick for. Mo Bamba would be interesting because then you would be saying, okay, DeAndre Jordan, we're done with you in the long term. And so I don't think that Orlando would make the move on that either. I think you got a much better shot at, you know, Jonathan Isaac, and then for Phoenix, a better shot at Josh Jackson, or maybe even Oubre, though I've seen a couple fan texters aren't super in on that. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Colby?
Yep.
Okay, stop this right
here. From the
here.
4-3-2, the important part is, are we doing a sign and trade? That's what we got to figure out.
Yes, so we sign them,
yeah,
and then we trade them.
Both of those guys are still in their rookie contract? Probably not.
That's going to destroy the sign and trade, though.
So. Right. We're going to sign them to a new rookie contract.
For the 903, yes. This is an amazing trade proposal that I'm going to read exactly as it came in. BSJ, Chris Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan to the New Orleans Pelicans for Anthony Davis. I think they mean Dennis, Wes Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan. Why in the blue hell would New Orleans do that?
Because they want to get rid of Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Right.
And the next seven draft picks the Mavericks have, too.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Even then, I think they'd be like, nah. Pass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.